Winners never quit. And that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Welcome back. Inside the Huddle, Jimmy Blackard, Don Stock. On the phone, we have head coach of the Lady Hot Dogs, Matt Crawford. Coach, thanks for hanging in there with us tonight. We tried to get Jake McGraw on this morning, so thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, no problem at all. Appreciate you guys having me on, and congrats to Jake for getting that milestone. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, especially at a junior, man. He's going to be... He'll be a hard guy to catch before he gets done out of Prairie.
Well, sure.
Let's turn our thoughts towards the girls' basketball team. I know you're 0-11. That's not any concern of yours. Your concern is about getting your girls better. We got to watch your girls play at Tri-West, and Vanessa Guajardo plays very, very well.
Oh, yeah. So Vanessa... She had a really good game against Tri-West, and then, you know, we had two games this week. We played Clinton Central and Tri-Central, and she was in double digits both of those as well. And she's been doing a really nice job, kind of facilitating everything for us. We get her into the high post, and she looks to make a move, and then if people help, she's kicking out. So, really can't say enough about how well Vanessa's played over the last couple weeks. She's kind of been the steady ship for us here the last couple weeks.
Well, I think one of the challenges that you have, you're trying to work yourself through, is the handling of the basketball. It looks like the gals have a little bit of difficulty on presses, but, you know, it's only because they're learning the game as they progress down the line here, and you can see that, and you know, your patience and your coaching has done nothing but help these girls get better.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. The girls, they've been doing a really nice job of just learning, figuring things out. We against Tri-West and Tri-Central, I thought we did a much better job handling the pressure. Especially the second half against Tri-West, as we got used to the speed, we got a lot of open shots in the second half, just from getting the ball to the middle, like I said earlier about Vanessa. Once she gets the ball in the middle of the floor for us, she's been doing a really nice job getting the ball to the right places. And for us, it was also about being healthy, too. You know, we've played 11 games, and we've only played four games where we've had our whole complement of varsity players. You know, Syra Flores was out. Ella McAtee was out for three or four games. Daisy Santos Valdez, she was out a few games early on. Looks like she's going to miss some games next week as well. So for us, when we've had our full complement of players, I thought we'd done a much better job handling the ball.
Yeah, when we were at Tri-West, I thought that Ella McAtee had a kind of an off game, but, you know, I know that she was just coming back from, what, injuries?
Yeah, she had. So, in our game against Elwood, she took a kind of a shot to the face. You know, her and another girl collided, and the girl just happened to hit her right in the mouth, and it was just one of those things that happened, and she ended up getting a concussion, was out for four or five games. So against Tri-West, she'd only been back for a couple games. So she was just getting back into the swing of things after coming off of concussion.
Well, you're a young team, a lot of juniors playing freshmen, and your younger kids coming up is where you're kind of leaning towards. And I know that you are actively engaged in coaching all levels in the girls' side. So talk a little bit about your future.
Oh, I mean, we've it's been a lot of fun getting to know the girls in 6th, 7th, 8th grade, actually, and 3rd and 4th and 5th as well. We've had a couple people down at the 3rd and 4th grade and 5th grade helping us, because I was coaching the middle school team out at Prairie, and then our football coach, James Byers, he's got a couple daughters in 3rd and 4th grade, or 2nd and 4th grade. He was coaching the 3rd and 4th grade team, and Sylvia Petty, who works out at Green Meadows, was coaching our 5th grade. So the future is very, very bright. These middle school kids, it's been great, and the elementary kids, getting to know them and interact with them and getting to know each other, and we just keep getting better. They get to know me, I get to know them, and just great bunch of kids from 3rd to 8th grade coming up for 2nd to 8th grade for the hot dogs here.
Well, I know
future's bright.
I know that as a young player a long time ago, when the head coach came to practice as a junior high player, it was a big deal. And so I think it means a lot to these girls to see you down there. And the best game that you had is you beat Jamie Blacker's team.
Well, once he did.
Yeah, well, one time.
And then we kind of evened it up when we won the next one. But it's a good battle. There's a lot of good players in there.
That was a lot of fun. It was kind of an interesting transition, you know, with playing out at Prairie on Sundays. You know, you coach a varsity game on Friday night, and then you go to varsity practice on Saturday morning, and then, you know, Sunday afternoon you're getting to coach the middle school group. So I wouldn't have it any other way. I love getting to work with the younger kids and the middle schoolers, and you know, and that's part of it. That's, you know, when you can get to know the younger kids, it just sets you up for prolonged success. And you know, you just keep it moving from year to year, and that's all you can do as a head coach is invest in what's going to be your players coming up.
Hey, Coach, isn't it kind of neat to see how many good young players in the area there's going to be coming in girls basketball?
Oh, I tell people all the time that the area that we're in for girls basketball, there's a lot of good teams, a lot of good players. I mean, you take Frankfort out to like an hour and a half radius around our area, there's so many good players. I mean, girls basketball in this area is really, really good. A lot of good teams, a lot of good players, a lot of good coaches. It's fun on a nightly basis, you know, every game you got to be ready because there's so many good players and so many good teams around, and it's fun to watch scores and keep track of, you know, players in our area that, you know, are going to end up playing college basketball at all levels. It's really neat.
Well, the only guy we didn't talk about on your varsity line is the Flores gal. Let's talk a little bit about number 22.
Oh, well, Styra, she has been just a beast on the boards. Defensively, she's getting steals. You know, 2 out of our last 3 games, she's had 8, 9, 10 rebounds a game. You know, Syra really brings that steadying influence in terms on the defensive end, and we've been working a lot with getting her confidence even more on the offensive end, like stepping out, knocking down shots and things like that. And you know, Syra, you know, she's been working extremely hard, and she's just a very involved girl. Like, she's she just soaks everything up. So, I mean, Syrah's defensive presence has been super good for us.
Well, the other thing I think you've got to be pretty proud of, and that is, you know, your girls haven't won a lot of ball games, but they still come and work their fannies off to get better.
I can't say enough about, you know, about the attitude of our girls. Every day they're coming in wanting to work hard, get better, improve. You know, I tell people all the time how proud I am. You know, we talk about every day you come in, you have you give an enthusiastic, energetic effort, and that is our girls to a T. They just really want to get better, really want to improve. They keep playing hard. You know, they just never stop. And I'm so proud of our girls for that. They just keep getting after it every day.
Well, all right, we're going to let you go. We appreciate you calling in this morning. We're going to be heading back and talking to the boys' head coach, Coach Scholes, here in a minute. But we appreciate you calling in and try to get that first win.
That's the goal. We're striving. We're working hard. And if we don't talk to you guys before Christmas, I hope all you guys have a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.
Thanks, Coach. Beat the Pioneers.
That's the goal, yes.
All right. We've been talking.
Thanks so much, guys.
Yep, we've been talking with Matt Crawford of the Lady Hot Dogs, Rick Scholl from the boys' side, coming up next on Inside the Huddle, sponsored by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County.
If you're from Clinton County, you probably already know about Winsky Brothers' incredible customer service. But Winsky's is also eager to serve Lebanon, Tipton, Lafayette, and beyond. Winsky Brothers offers industrial hauling and waste removal, roll-offs, and new and used steel sales. And with Winsky's recent improvements, dropping off metal for recycling is easier than ever and puts more dollars back in your wallet. Winsky Brothers, the easy solution for industrial waste removal and metal recycling. Visit WinskyBrothers.com or find them on Facebook.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Welcome back Inside the Huddle. Jamie Blacker, Don Stock, Isaac Chavez on our board. Glad to have Isaac with us this morning, trying to keep us all in line as we had a busy show, busy game going on.
Slid everybody in there. Got it. We're getting it done.
Did a good job. And we're now in the fourth quarter, and we got Rick Scholl from the Hot Dogs. Coach, welcome to Inside the Huddle.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you guys today.
Man, I'm glad you're in. I've got a lot to talk about, and that is, I don't understand why you guys are losing. You have a great athletic team, good inside outside, kids who play their role. When we were at Tri-West, you got into a half-court game and you were up 6 points, and then in a heartbeat you're down 7.
Yeah, it just comes to the matter of what it is right now when we get the lead. It's also a chemistry thing. It's trying to learn how to win. And I know you guys heard that before throughout your lives in basketball. But it's like taking care of the ball, getting the ball in the right positions when they, you know, obviously when important possessions, especially when we're up. Sometimes when we're up, kids feel like the relief that they, and we seem to be able to shoot shooting threes and our tough shots when we're up.
Well, when we were at Tri-West, I think one of the players that impressed me was Edwin Wainscott. The kid was,
right,
like, everywhere, getting rebounds, getting shots, getting it to the right person. A big player on your team.
Absolutely. Edwin does a great job. He's got, obviously, he's one of our mental attitude, you know, front runners. He just does the little things, the little intangibles. One thing we're trying to get him the ball more, as like last night, he got the ball down low and he's getting bodied, we just not getting him the ball enough so he can score a little bit and help relieve that from the inside. So, but though, Edwin didn't play last year, but he does an awesome job of doing what we want him to do, and his effort is pretty good. I mean, it's over the top, really, for that kid not playing. We have a couple kids that's playing some varsity minutes. Adams, Isaac Adams, and Edwin didn't play last year. So, and then our bench is young. They played JV last year. They have no varsity experience coming into this season. So it's a chemistry thing. It's kids trusting each other and sharing the basketball.
Well, Kai Kirby and Doug Wood, your outside guys, lighted up pretty well. And and then you have Jace Strode down low, who, you know, what I saw at Tri-West is his challenge when he gets double-teamed.
Right, absolutely. When he gets it down in, you know, we struggle because they're packing it in. We struggle getting the ball sometimes. We got guards that are wanting to hang on to the ball, and sometimes we're reversing the ball and not getting the ball when he's open. And then, obviously, they're packing it in, and he's working his butt off to get open. So that's been and then when he gets it, sometimes he needs to kick it out for a step-in three. But when he gets it, he works so hard to get it, it's like saying, I'm going to go up. So it's a chemistry thing, and it's players trusting each other and just, you know, playing together, you know.
Man, you've been in every ball game. I mean, you took the number three team. I don't think they were three at the time, Tipton. And only got beat five, and I'm sure in that ball game you had opportunities of winning that one.
Well, we had the lead in that game. Once again, when we had a game. We even had the lead last night, and we seem to struggle with possessions on when we have the lead. I want them to work the ball, just try to get good shots, move the ball, run the offense. We struggle. One thing is the kids from last year from McCullough. He ran more of a motion type offense. I do similarly the same thing, but I like to attack from the inside out. I like to have a paint touch to an outside shot. So, and we've been working on a lot of that stuff and that chemistry. But, from the year before, they're used to, playing a five out type style offense with Van Dyne. And then, we have our upperclassmen are still in that mode, and they hang around that 3-point line a little too much. But we had last night we blew six open blank shots, layups. But going back to the Tipton game, we had our choices. One thing I've been proud of the kids, if you notice that we held Tipton down to 47 points, so they're playing some good defense. We struggled on the offensive end. We gave up six offensive rebounds last night, so we struggled on that part. So we're struggling on rebounding and you know, just running an offense and making the defense work and just shooting good shots.
Well, at Tri-West, when you were in a half-court game, you were in complete control of the ball game. Your kids worked the ball around, took the right shots, made the right baskets, but when Tri-West sped the game up, that's when it seemed like it kind of fell apart a little bit. Are you still trying to get into that up-tempo game, or are you going to be half-court guy?
Well, I mean, if we take what we get, you know, if we can get it down the court and get it down the sideline and look into the post, one thing that is that our guards have to realize that when they can take it in the middle. Sometimes they go in the middle and go right to the defense, and they want to kick it out for that three. I just want to take what the defense gives us. So if we're running down the side and it's open, fine. If it's not, we should flow right into our offense. And sometimes we try to force it and, you know, jam the paint sometimes. And then we kick it out and we're shooting too quick. During the Tipton game and the Tri-West game, we want to play. They play too fast, like one pass and a shot. And we have open shots. Like Tipton went to the zone. They go to the zone for a reason, you know. They want us to shoot that outside shot, and because the outside shot's not, you know, a high percentage shot, but also they want to make us, you know, like Tri-West wanted to speed us up, so we shoot quick. So, but if we have a layup, I'll take a layup any day of the week. But if we don't have a layup, we just have to continue running our stuff, and that's the learning process. And then you mix in two players that haven't played before. You mix in our bench with Carson Hell and Lucas Wagner, who played JV all last year, and then with our Kirby and Farley, who has varsity minutes. and Woods. So then right now we're missing Strode for disciplinary issues. So it's a chemistry thing, and it's just working together and just working the ball, and it's learning how to win. It's learning how to win with the lead, taking care of the ball with the lead, and taking good shots. It's learning how to, still play hard, you know, because it seems like we play harder when our back's against the wall. We have to have that consistent defense travels all the time. So it's a constant defensive effort all game long. So, and that's what we're trying to teach our kids.
We're talking with Coach Rick Scholl, the Frankfort Hot Dogs. Hey, Coach, it's your fifth year as a varsity coach. You've had stops at Springs Valley and I think Rising Sun. Talk a little bit about playing in Case Arena or coaching in Case Arena every week and, you know, what kind of that means to you as a head coach.
It's astonishing, especially with the Blue Chips and at the 30th anniversary, and we're having a big celebration for that in January. So, but, I mean, you know, you got, you know, every coach or every, when you're growing up, you always want to be a player in a facility like a, you know, it were rivals some college gym. So, and then, you know, being down in Springs Valley now, playing down in Springs Valley is pretty special as well, because that's where Bird went to school, and it's got that, sunken, you know, surround gym where it's like the theater and around. So there's really no bad seats, Orleans and, Springs Valley and gyms like that, White River Valley, them are special places too because the crowd's right on you. And that's the same thing I call Case Arena a little Mackey. So it gives right. you that college feel. And it's similar situation. But it's, you know, but once I get coaching, you kind of black out the stands around you. And it's just a basketball game and it's a basketball court. And that's, you know, what we've done. We go over to Twin Lakes, and their gyms are like Elwood, and you know, sides that are straight up, and I just focus on the game and the court, and just, you know, coaching the game and having the kids run their stuff. So, but it's still a special atmosphere. It's just we're in ball games. And it's just a matter of playing through. You play Twin Lakes, and they run their stuff. They run their flex. They stay within it. They play 10 kids deep. They got their system down, and that's what I'm trying to do here. I'm trying to get our culture down where the kids play together and play hard within each other and just smooth the ball, take good shots. If they're taking good shots, that's all I can ask for kids to do, and play good defense and keep trying to be in help side. One thing I am, I'm a big help side guy, you know, and then trying to recover on shooter. So, and for the most part, if you've seen that at Tipton, now I was a little disappointed in a Northwestern game, you know, so we had a little, I think a little wall, but when you're playing Friday and Saturday back-to-back games, it's tough going back-to-back. I remember when we used to play on Tuesday and Friday, so I miss those days a little bit. So.
Well, you know, Coach, one of the things, the challenges that you have going on, at least I think the team has, is you're the third coach in 3 years, and that means three different programs trying to adjust, and it's got to be tough on the seniors trying to get themselves kind of into the flow of how you want things done.
Absolutely, and that's one thing with the chemistry thing. You go from Van Dyne to McCullough, and McCullough, one and done, and he takes off. So, and I was at Ben Davis, you know, before I came here. So, I mean, basketball is basketball, but there's always different styles. Like Van Dyne played more of a open style, a five out. Then he'd drop people, cut through the lane. He needed to drop them, but they shot a lot of threes, and that's great if you can knock them down. But also to be in ball games when you're playing teams like Northwestern, who just run their stuff, the game is probably going to be in the 40s. I mean, you're playing against teams, and then the people in the community and stuff like that. Why don't we shoot it? Why don't we do that? Well, the defense has a lot to do with that. The style of play has a lot to do with that. You know, if I could just go and take the ball from the other opponent, I mean, every team that we played has a winning record. So we're not playing, though, no weak teams here. So you have to play. You have to bring it at a high level every time. Tri-West is winning. All the teams that are winning, Northwestern won a big game last night. Western is probably in the same boat as we were. We are at this time. But one thing it is, you go back and play the Tipton game, you look at our Tipton game, we played at a high level for the whole game. I mean, they had to drop into a zone because they couldn't handle our man-to-man. And, you know, I used to coach at Tipton. You know, I used to be assistant coach at Tipton and a teacher there. So, you know, I know the coaching staff pretty well. But, they were pretty impressed. But obviously we got some disciplinary issues here. We got chemistry stuff where we're playing young kids. And you know how when you're an older kid and you're a senior, and then you bring in real young kids that haven't played before, it takes a little time. But and then having that a new coach and the new system, especially my defensive scheme, is a lot different than both coaches put together. Like McCullough played more zone. I never played zone hardly. I wouldn't mind playing zone once in a while, but as soon as I say the Z word, they go stand and they think they have to guard a certain area all the time. But you still have to pick up people in your area, or if they overload a zone, you still have to match up in that zone to not let them just shoot wide open shots, especially when you're playing teams that have winning records that can knock down shots.
Well, Coach, thanks for calling in this morning. Let's get a win. I want you to get that first win, because I think once you do, you'll get on that roll.
Well, it's always when the kids win and they finish the game strong, you know, it's always a buy-in. It helps buy into your stuff. But, I mean, we got good kids, and they work hard, so we just got to keep going while we're going, and the wins will take care of themselves. Taking good shits, it seems like we take when we need a clutch shot or something like that. That's where we're struggling a little bit to have that one or two possessions when we need that possessions coming up with a free throw or a nice big shot. We got to make those tough shots in tough situations as well, and make those stops when we need them stops. So it's just one thing I do. I'd be real. You know, when you're sitting there and you don't have a win, and you're sitting there, and, you're there to win it. But also, we're in games. I feel good that we're doing the right things. We just got to keep plugging along and shoring things up and having the kids work hard.
Yeah, well, go get them. We'll talk to you down the road.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, we want to thank Rick Scholl for calling in, the boys' hot dog basketball team. Good show today, Jamie. Nice job getting Jake on.
Yeah, it was interesting to hear what he had to say. Of course, we kind of knew his background, but wanted everybody to know. You know, he was the youngest of a lot of McGraw boys. You know, they've done a lot of good things at Clinton Prairie as a family for doing all that. I just want to mention the Gopher family kind of hurting today. They lost a longtime supporter, Jay Funk, yesterday. And I want to say a shout-out to the Funk family that, you know, all the Gopher fans are thinking about them.
Yeah, that's definitely sad. All right. Thanks for tuning in today on Inside the Huddle. Jamie Blackard, Don Stock. We want to thank our sponsors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., Healthy Communities of Clinton County. We'll see you next Saturday on Inside the Huddle.